Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
With the Flacco and Crew podcast. Yeah. Y'all already know what time it is with your host, Flacco. We got the designer, YouTuber Patrick in the building. We got myself, Rob City RT, and Brick Baby will be in the building very, very soon. So keep it locked. Oof.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so like he just like called me. He's like, amen is what he said, right? But wait, hold up now, bro. Like, why you give like Patrick the like designer title?
Oh, so I'm not a designer no more? You no. you try to strip my title. What happened, Flacco?
Come on, bro. Like, yo, bro, this light skinned nigga, man. Like, what? Like, bro, listen. How come this light skinned nigga does it all, right? And he a basketball superstar. I've seen his highlights.
I like
though.
How you recognize that. Thank you.
I've seen his highlights, man. He runs like this.
That's cap. That's yo. Right. Flacco's still been ducking the smoke to this day,
yo,
bro. To this day. I need that one on one, bro. I'm sorry, that one on one.
Got whooped by a 17-year-old, dog. Like,
how a person that lost by 2 points got whooped?
No. He talk beat you twice.
He beat me twice by 1 and 2 points, yo, bro.
I know it's crazy, too, that I say, yo, bro, this dude's a beige menace, right?
A beige yo,
he's a beige menace. Listen. A straight up mayonnaise malefactor, bro. Right,
I go from beige to mayonnaise.
Yo, because the kid was like,
man, you roast
yo,
the
kid was like, I'm tired, bro. I'm trying to go back. No.
Run it back.
I said, damn, Pat, you can let the kid go home and drink some water? Nah, that's nuts, yo.
Yo, that first of all, yo, that kid played high school ball. He was a prospect. I think he played against Amari Bailey, bro. He's nasty, bro. I'm telling you, bro. You're sleeping. You don't know his backstory. Story. That's all
at
it was,
me. Playgrounds.
Yeah, you tried disrespect.
You said a prospect, bro. That kid is, come on, bro.
He'll bust your ass, and I'll bust your ass.
Pause.
I'm still waiting.
Hey, Paul.
I know how you had to flip
yo,
that.
Yo, bro, what's this nigga, man?
Yo.
Yo, Flacco knows the truth. We need that 2-on-2. Me, Patrick, versus you could pick anyone.
Anybody.
No jumper.
Anybody.
It could be AD. It could be Adam. It could be anyone you want.
Anybody.
That's tall. Like, I named tall people for you right
there. Yeah, not for sure.
But like these dudes, okay, so like the tall guys that are here are not really athletic though. Like, right?
Wait. Yo, he's taking shots at anybody out here, yeah.
Who's the most athletic other than you and no jumper?
So, okay, so let's go like through the tall ones. So, yeah.
Adam 6'5".
Well, five. Right. So for Adam, like he knows how to do like the jiu-jitsu MMA, right? So,
oh, I didn't know he had that background.
Yeah, like
all
he's
right.
A fighter. Like he know how to fight, but like,
he knows moves.
Yeah, right. But like, I seen Adam like play riff-raff in basketball. It didn't end well, right? So
nah, riff-raff is diesel, bro. He's like
wait, he stocked up.
Yeah,
this one.
Riff-raff, they say he's on steroids.
Get
nah,
out of here.
I ain't saying that though. Shout out to riff-raff.
Yo, listen, he a super nigga now though.
I did not know that, ooh, bro.
Bro, riff-raff.
Oh, I thought you were saying Adam.
Hell nah. It's yo, when I seen riff-raff, nah, bro. When I seen like riff-raff play Adam in like basketball,
yeah,
I said, bro, this. Nah, son. Cause yo, it was something like, for example, right? So like, he was legit. Like it was like watching like a straight up like hood nigga trying to finesse, yo, right? So like, and they play like you know like
shoot up,
yeah, right?
Yep.
And like he took $1,000, right? And then he tried to like convince Adam, nah, bro, I got lucky, man. Let's run it back for your sneakers. I said, nah. I said, nah, son. This is crazy, bro.
That's
nah,
nice.
Yo. Riff Raff, nah, bro. Like,
wait, actually, you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I seen Riff Raff play a pickup 5-on-5. Like,
really?
Yo, in the streets, he's over there doing some and-one shit.
I just remember,
like, he was doing some shit, bro.
I think he did WWE, too. He was a wrestler, too.
Oh, Riff he does Raff? It all.
Yeah, he wrestled, too.
Nah, he's entertaining though. Bro. He's an entertainer though, bro. He was on a whole show before
wait,
too.
He was dude. On that show with Farnsworth Bentley a year ago.
Yo, who's more black to you, Riff Raff or Paul Wall?
Paul Wall.
Paul Wall.
Hey, you think
Paul
so?
Wall by far.
Nah,
bro.
Paul Wall's more black. He invented grills. First
yeah,
off,
that's mm-hmm. the biggest.
Everybody
culture.
Was fucking with grills, and not only that, musically too. He's mm-hmm. he's
yeah.
Name a Riff Raff song. I'll give you $10.
I can't name not one, dog. That's crazy, right? I can't name not one, yo.
I'll give you $800 right now if you can name me two Riff Raff songs.
That he put it up to 800.
Yeah, you see, y'all.
Now name me two Paul Wall songs.
I can't name you not one. You feel me?
Now you're lying.
Paul
Wall?
Bro, off the top? Hell no.
I know you were kids when he really dropped.
He wasn't listening to Paul Wall that.
But bro, I wasn't listening to Paul. I know. You don't know Mike Jones?
Oh, what? That, yeah.
Still Tipping. He was on that. Still Tipping.
It's not his song, though.
I mean,
Nah.
He was on Still Tipping. He was on Drive Slow with Kanye West, bro. He was on Grills.
That song so that like he's on though. Like what's a song?
I don't know when Paul
was. A Paul hit
single. Yo, I'm naming all features right now.
Nah, that's what you asked Lush. Like, what's
yo, Lush will drop the whole discography on you right now, bro.
Album when it came out, he'll say, well, albums dropped. Nah, I don't know though.
Nah, but he was a cultural staple though. Like Houston, when that Houston wave came in, it was like Lil Flip, Paul Wall, Mike Jones, Camille. It was a whole wave, and Paul Wall was like one of the like frontiers of that.
Wait, hold up though. So like y'all are saying that Quavo and Takeoff should have checked in with Paul Wall?
Where the hell did you get that from?
Yo, it's no. I ain't saying that. It's no checking in at all.
No checking in. They got checking in, bro. You
say you're checking in?
Nah, listen. First off, right, like checking in to me is so stupid because like you are letting street niggas who are thirsty know you are in their city.
Right? The radar's off right now.
And then you tell them, yo, bro, I have no gun. Like I need you. Man, come on, bro. Like
I need protection. I need you.
Watch this.
Go ahead.
I put the thing that Flacco don't realize. Flacco checks in. Mm. You're telling me right now, Flacco, if you pull up to Liberia, you ain't checking in.
Mm.
If you pull up, because
that's a check in.
You pull up,
that's
a check in.
How
that's
a check in?
So you don't check in with you don't live there no more. So when you go there, you don't check in with your family.
Yep. You ain't waltzing in there. You ain't just walking around
because everybody's gonna let you know, like, yo, Flacco, this ain't normal now. You gotta come out here. You out here, all right. This is where you gotta drive and stuff. Yeah. When's the last time you've been to Liberia?
I'll be real, since like as a kid.
So you're telling you gotta check in, bro. They gotta rob you.
Bro, listen. I'm going back home and I'm gonna be staying in my family's
That's
home.
That's checking in.
Hell no, checking in with your family.
When I go to Haiti, anytime I go to Haiti, my family's always like, yo, make sure you go see your family so they know you're here and they can make sure you're good when you walk around.
Yeah.
Isn't that checking in?
I had to check it when I went back home too.
No, right.
He went to Africa, Cape Verde.
Yep.
Wait. Where the hell is Cape Verde in Africa, bro? Because he keeps saying like he's African.
It's Africa. It's the west coast of Africa. So literally on the west coast of Africa is 10 islands.
On the west coast.
On the west coast. So it's 10 islands. Like two of them is inhabitable because of volcanoes and stuff. Yeah. But for the majority of it.
Volcanoes in Africa?
Yeah.
Nigga, since when?
It's islands, bro. This is the land of the most gorgeous women you ever seen right here.
I'm starting to think Flacco ain't a real African, yo.
Yeah. How he doubt it, yo.
When's the last time you been in a third world country?
A third world country?
Just in general.
Does like Mexico count as a third world country?
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Well, then like probably like as a kid, like 9, 10.
Oh, I thought you were for spring break. Flacco went to Mexico for spring break.
You went to Mexico as a kid? I don't know no kid that wasn't Mexican that went to Mexico.
Nah. Bro, right? Our school took us like the freaking, but there's like Spain too.
What kind then of school? Privileged. School you had a good upbringing, bro.
You went to a private school?
Nah, bro. Listen.
Nah, you went to a good school.
Look, right. So look. For all the kids who took more than 2 years of Spanish, like around like Spanish 3, Spanish 4, like you go on like these like field trips, but it costs like $4,000. Though.
Yeah, I'm about to say, bro, they had it for our school.
Yeah.
They had it for classical, the Spain trip. Right. It was dollars.
Wait, what? You weren't in high school or middle school? He said like 10, 11.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My elementary school was too hard for that. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, Paul. Paul, when did y'all like start taking like Spanish class?
High school.
Nah,
I never took a language until high school. I'll tell you that right now.
Y'all bugging, bro.
Y'all, that's why I'm saying. They didn't even offer it.
At all.
That's why I'm like, they offered it.
Y'all was in the project.
Nah, hold on.
You niggas was in the slums with that shit.
I think a lot. Yo,
I'm not lying.
Nah, sixth grade might have been... Sixth grade might have been Spanish, but I ain't...
No, he's getting confused because in his school, like, he went to Rogers, And like there was mad Spanish people. So like he grew up around so much Dominican people, he thought he had a Spanish class. He was just learning it the whole time.
Shout out to all my Dominicans.
Real talk. It was just mad Dominicans around him and shit like that. Like I didn't have no languages at my school at all. And I went to a good school. I went to a charter school.
A charter school?
Yeah.
Wait, pause though. Like charter schools are not great schools though.
They are. Hell, I mean, the school I went to was a charter school.
It depends on the size. If you got a charter school that got 25 to 30 kids in the whole entire grade, class, the whole entire grade, you got a higher chance of learning because it's not that much distraction.
It's still free, though.
Yeah, it's free, but like the thing is, it was like they navigated differently. My school had all uniforms. It had elementary, middle school, and high school all in one.
I'm not just ghetto, then,
bro. That's not ghetto, bro. No, yo, how's that ghetto?
That's why I say, that is ghetto. No,
is it ghetto? How?
Come on,
because trying to save money is like, let's put everything in one.
I heated at high school, senior elementary kids while I'm going to class.
It was a different building, though.
So it was on different campuses. Yeah, it's a different building.
And when I tell you, like, the school, look, it was the best building in that whole area. Mm-hmm. Like, that whole area, yo, bro, like, around Douglas was hood as hell, but then that school was, like, built beautifully. State of art, everything type shit.
Wait, and y'all actually, like, live, like, near Hashbrown Town, right?
Near what? What?
So, Adam and them is from Massachusetts.
Oh, New Hampshire, yeah.
What'd he say?
I don't know, Hash
Brown Town? He said Hash Brown Town.
Yes!
Why what the fuck does that mean, bro?
That's like where Adam's from. Hashbrown Town.
He's from, that's what you call it. He's from New Hampshire.
Yes.
And New Hampshire is the best place for snowboarding and skiing.
And skiing, cabins, all that shit. You want to be around snow, go to New Hampshire if you're in the East Coast.
Yo, we took mad college trips to New Hampshire. Like some
That shit was lit. Amazing that college shit was lit.
In New Hampshire. So why do you think Adam's a wild boy? In New Hampshire, I think the sex rate is, the sex they have, the average person having sex day is very high.
I believe it, yo. I had sex in New Hampshire.
Yeah, wait, Brick Baby just pulled up.
Brick Baby about to be in the building.
Yo,
we got a civilian. We got the dudes that threw parties for the hood dudes. Yeah. And then we're going to have a hood dude.
But back to him, though, man, right? Because I seen, like, the other guy who's from Cape Verde, right? Yo, I forgot my boy's name. What's his name, man?
I'm more from Cape Verde than he is. I actually went to Cape Verde.
Yes, but
why did you represent Evan more as like he's more Cape Verdean than me? You see how you did that? Make it seem like Evan's more Cape Verdean than me.
Right? Because Evan is a Spanish guy. He's Dominican.
Like, no, right? He's not. He's Cape Verdean.
Come on, bro. Like,
what are you talking about? Yo, if I take my durag off, you think I'm more Spanish than half the people you've seen, bro.
Bruh,
you
don't need to take Evan, the brains out. Like, Evan could pass for a straight up Dominican poppy out of the Bronx, right? So, like, if Evans is from his country, then I would assume that most people from his country look like Evan, right?
They look like, that's funny, they look like you, they look like him, they look like him. They were raised by Portuguese people.
Right? Like, it's still like,
yo, you know Amber Rose?
Yes.
Amber Rose, half Cape Verdean.
Yeah. Well, she's half, though, so that don't really look
Lisa
count,
Left right? Eye.
Lisa Left Eye.
She's what?
She's Cape Verdean.
Full.
Yeah.
Coyle Ray.
She's full. Coyle Ray Benzino.
Hell nah.
Hell no. Benzino's really from Boston. Italian,
nigga,
he's from Mass.
No, he's black. What's his black side?
It's all Cape Verdean.
He's African.
But is Coyle Ray full Cape Verdean?
No. That's from her dad.
Right though. Right. But the folks who are full Cape Verdean comes from where? So like when like he claims African, where here's why I don't buy it, right?
What?
Because obviously most people, like for example, right, there are people from let's say like up South Africa, right, where half of them the whites they come from. Like, right, from, like, Spain, British, right? Why? Because of, like, the apartheid. There are obviously majority of, quote-unquote, Cape Verdeans come from where? Like, Portugal, right?
No, the colonization came from the Portuguese within the Cape Verdean island.
Yeah!
But the majority, tell you the truth, you know what's crazy? Majority of Cape Verdeans are either in Cape Verde or in Massachusetts.
There's more Cape Verdeans in Boston than there are in the actual country.
Oh, where? Oh, yo.
Massachusetts has a tremendous amount of Cape Verdeans, bro.
Yes, listen,
real
man.
Talk.
Yo, but before we get too far down, you know, down this Cape Verde tangent, right? Let's talk about Megan Tory. Yo, first off.
Let's go.
Yo, I'm going to say this, though, man. This case has taught me, man, to mind my fucking business. Mind the business that pays you, Flacco, bro. Because, yo, day one, I commit, bro, Tory guilty, right?
Yep.
Tory guilty. After today, Nah. Day six is today.
After today?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just wait for the jury to decide who guilty or not, right? So here's what I heard today that made me very concerned about this case. So EJ, Megan Stylist, took the stand.
Yep.
And, like, she took the stand. He took the stand, right? And they asked her, yo, so, like, you are, like, her stylist and you pack her bag, right? Cool. Yes. He's like, yes. Now there were a suitcase and a Louis bag that was found in the SUV that Tori and Megan got arrested in, right?
Yep.
So they asked them, yo, did you see any guns when you were packing up her bag? Now, mind you, this the prosecutors asked them, so they expect a quick no, right?
Yep.
He paused for at least like 15 seconds after that question says, I don't recall. So they were like, I don't recall.
Yeah.
So then they asked him again. The prosecutor says, okay, let's just clarify. Are you saying you did not see a gun or you don't remember seeing a gun? He paused again for another like 30 to 45 seconds, maybe a minute. I'm talking about just dead silence, pondering, thinking, I don't recall again.
Mm.
So now look. And he also, so first off, and him not being able to just deny Megan having a gun inside. Okay, cool. Now, part two. He testified that he put the suitcase in the back of the car trunk, right?
Yep.
Right? In the back of the car trunk, and he put the suitcases there. Now, again, this is the suitcase that allegedly was housing the gun.
Yep.
Now, the defense showed a bunch of pictures and said, wait, hold up now, bro. So here is the crime scene. We see a bunch of blood and on the suitcase, but look at where the suitcase is now at. It's in front. Is this the trunk you left it at? No. So now the prosecutor is saying, hold up now, bro. So somebody obviously took the suitcase from out the trunk and put it up front for a reason.
Yeah.
And now you cannot confirm that there was a gun inside the suitcase? Listen, Megan was shot. She is a victim. But at this point, I'm going to just say this, though, man. I'm not giving no type of opinion, bro, because this shit is just too many, like, up and
it's
down.
It's all over the place, bro.
It's too many inconsistencies down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because that's crazy, because if you have your stylist being scared to take the stand, not only that, the bodyguard didn't exactly. even show up. The bodyguard, Megan Thee Stallion's bodyguard went missing. So people are missing. People are forgetting shit. It's like they're saying people are getting bribed left and right. This is like Law and Order SVU Live. Like, this is like some fucking Law and Order shit.
It's like, the thing is about it, though, is like, realistically speaking, though, if this was really clear cut, this would have been already out the window. But it's like, I feel like there's so many discrepancies that eventually this shit got to be dropped off. There's nothing concrete. You feel me? Like, if there was really, like basically, yo, Tori did this, the gun was here. Nah, the fact that there's a lot of speculations going on, I really feel like it's only a matter of time before they toss this out, bro.
And then my boy 50 Cent went on Instagram and posted Megan meme.
Let's talk about that, though, man.
The Megan meme with Jussie Smollett?
That was unfair.
Oh, that shit was hilarious.
That's unfair.
That was unfair.
Yo, for who? What you mean?
For Jussie Smollett?
No, that was unfair to Megan. Let's speak on it.
Why? Because it's not like apparent yet.
Well, here. So first off, I'm not sure if Riley can find it on our IG, right? But so for people who don't know, 50 Cent posted up a picture of Megan face transforming into Jussie Smollett, right? Mm-hmm. Saying, "Oh hell no, I don't know what to believe." Right. So here's my thing. Now Jussie Smollett, we know what he did, like right, yeah. like he concocted a story. Hired actors, yeah, right?
Yep.
Hired actors to act out that story, to fake like it was a hate crime. So he was never harmed, never beat up. The whole story was fake. Now, me personally, I've been hard on Maggie, bro, but I can't, deep down inside me, bro, I can't say that Megan Thee Stallion is as bad as Jussie Smollett.
It's not as bad, but it's it's reminiscent because people feel like she's acting right now. You feel me? Like,
how isn't it comparable?
It's comparable.
If she's lying, she's going to send Tory Lanez to jail for life. He's going to, a talented black man, like I was saying earlier, that would be probably one of the biggest downfalls in all musical artist careers, Tory Lanez going to jail for life. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, with Jussie Smollett, who was going to jail? Nobody was going to jail. He said that the fake crime happened. The Nigerian dudes got paid off. They didn't get arrested. And mm-hmm. Jussie Smollett didn't do no crime. Mm-hmm. Somebody here could do life. So it's not the same.
Yeah, if you find out she's bullshitting, you're going to feel like, yo, this shit was accurate as a motherfucker right here.
Nah, bro.
You're going to come back to the same conversation like, damn, yo. These niggas was right because she was playing the front the whole time, bro. Because you can't front. Yeah. If you find out she fabricated this whole story, you gonna look at her like, yo, she acted, she played us, fuck Megan.
Yes.
If that's the case.
Yes, but, if like, what's the possibility of it, right? Because she actually got shot. Like, she, like, bullets actually was in her.
Ricochet, the bullet.
Fragments
yes. hit her. Which they still consider getting shot. Let's make it clear, she didn't literally get shot.
Yeah, the there's a big difference between getting shot and pieces.
Hell no.
If she took a bullet, what do you mean? That's a big bullet, difference, bro.
If she took a direct bullet to the foot. Fragments out, though.
If she took a direct bullet to the foot, Flacco. Yeah. She would not be walking for at least a year.
She would not be twerking for 3 months.
That's the reason why she was able to twerk and everything, because there were fragments that hit her, which, but she did get shot, and all is all, but we're not going to play that the victim card like somebody's not going to, might go to, not go to jail for life.
Is he really going to get life? That's cap. There's no way he's getting life for that right there. There's no way.
But, bro, the prosecutors is trying. So one of the last things they said in court was, listen, the judge was like, yo, jury, like, we can expect the trial to be wrapped up within, like, a day or two, right? Mm. The scummy prosecutor said, hold up, we plan on filing a motion today to give him 2 more felony charges for bribery and, like, intimidation of a witness.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, right? Like, so like...
And that was today, right?
Yeah, right? So look. If he's already facing 28 years, 2 additional bribery felonies, that's like what? Like 5 to 10 each?
Yeah.
They're trying
to... Yeah. Like,
that's not life, what? Though. That's not life. There's a difference between getting 25 and 25 to life. It's a big difference. You feel me? Because at that point, you don't have to serve all the 25 years. You only serve a fraction of it. You serve the majority.
I feel like, yo, if you get out of jail in your 50s, bro, that was pretty much your life. Like, that's what
it means. I feel you.
Because if I'm getting out and I'm starting my life at 50 years old, it's like, don't get me wrong.
50's still young for some people, bro.
But I'm like, that's majority of my life, bro. Like, that's majority of my life just going right there.
Yeah, if he serves 25, like right now, if Tory Lanez got locked up, he served 25 years, he served a lot of his life right there. Yeah. That's a fact. But he ain't coming back dropping albums.
The only thing I don't get, it has to be like a fucking huge hidden agenda, because if, my whole thing is, if Megan, so much people don't believe Megan. We got rappers coming out. You got Drake taking shots. You got 50 Cent. Yeah. You have all these big time artists, Justin Bieber chilling with Tory Lanez, and all these people, LeBron James co-signing Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
So why are all these big brand dudes co-signing that Tory's innocent?
Disinformation.
But nobody.
But these are people that really have a brand,
that's what
though.
I'm saying. Even if it's disinformation, what they really, I just won't say nothing at all. Like,
yeah,
they're going out their way to actually say something. Oh, we got our mans in the building.
What's up? It's your seat, man. Come take a look. Well, like who? Yo, listen up, man. These niggas disrespectful, man. They left the ashtray on fucking Break Baby's chair, man. Come on, bro.
Just in case he needed it, yo. He got that right there.
What's up, man? Yo, bro, that's Rob. That's, you feel me? Like, that's the light-skinned menace, man. You feel me? Like,
light-skinned.
Bro,
fat, yo.
Man, listen up, bro. Like, he's the light-skinned brick baby.
Man. The light-skinned. I'll tell you, that's a compliment. I'm fucking you, yo.
Well, listen, right? So, look. A 17-year-old kid. Yeah, right? A 17-year-old kid whooped his ass in basketball, right?
Yeah.
And this nigga held the kid hostage, kidnapped the kid, and said, you're not leaving this bitch.
I played one more game with him, first of all.
You good?
Yeah.
Not bad.
But yo, first of all, homie actually plays high school basketball. Stop playing me, Flacco, man.
Huh?
He actually plays ball. Stop playing, yo. He'll violate you in ball. I'll violate you in ball. When we want that one-on-one, we're going to get it, bro.
So wait. The 17-year-old, he was...
He's not 17, too. Yo, Flacco's added a lot of bullshit to it.
What?
He's 19 turning 20.
Nigga, you 30.
I'm 29.
You 30.
I'm 29. Hey, you
know what I mean? Come on, bro.
You got to hold out to that year.
You round it off to the nearest. You 30, yo. Hey, you know what I mean? I'm 25, man.
I feel it.
I'd be 25 for the rest of my life.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? After I turned 30, it was 25.
Yo, Brick. Bro, look, can you imagine, right? if you had like a little brother, right? Let's say like 15, 16 years old, right?
Yeah, here we go.
Can you imagine him coming up and saying, yo, bro, check Rock, and just whooping your ass in basketball twice in a row?
That's not the context, bro. He's like my little brother.
I'm hurting that nigga.
Man, come on, bro. Yo, bro, come on, yo.
It come down to who tougher at
you. Come on, bro.
Nah, we fighting. We swinging at that.
Yeah. No, it ain't no swinging every time he come in there. Yeah, you got to come down the lane.
Exactly. I can never trust you with any story now, bro. I've never seen somebody spilling this much cap into a story, yo.
He black. You know
that. Yo, listen up. Listen up, right? We got the video still.
And crazy. You watched the video. One, Ali lost by 2 points.
No.
Loss is a loss. It's on Twitter. Not facts, but I didn't get violated, though.
It was a baby.
Wait, nah, he's 19, nah, bro. He's 19.
Listen. In his defense.
Yeah.
He don't know he unk yet. LeBron the only nigga that's dunking.
Come on, 34. Now.
So you don't know you unk. Yeah. You still think you 25, 24. Yeah. That shit.
I'm not even related to homie, though. He's just talking.
Check it out. Look.
Come on, bro.
Them little niggas got energy.
No, they're nasty. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I used to be saying in the county. I used to be in the county jail like, man, on the set, this young gorilla nigga think I'm finna get to playing with him. You big old young nigga, man. I'm big too, but check it out.
You ain't give me like
respect to elders, nigga. Go wash that shit off, nigga.
Nah, I feel like I should have followed him, yo. Bro, I should have secured the bag.
Yo, bro. Patrick is such a cold nigga, right?
Yeah.
Bruh, these niggas upload everything to YouTube. Meaning, bro, when they fought, that shit going on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Man, listen up, man. We didn't see that video get posted on YouTube. Why?
Yo, it's, why? It's live on Twitch right now. I posted on my IG and I posted on the Twitch.
Yeah, I got it in. Too.
Come on, man.
Nah, come on, bro.
Nah, I'm trying to get you. We need to see Flacco play basketball. You think Flacco? He said he's the best player in No Jumper.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Which sounds like cap, right?
The best player has some shit called No Jumper.
The tallest short nigga,
We are all athletic though.
I bet you are. It just look bad.
Right, no.
Nigga tried to shoot a jump shot with a no jumper jersey.
Yeah, right. Yo, no, bro. Yo, one, and that's why, like, we can never like host like a basketball tournament, right? Because like, but then two, right?
Y'all fighting.
No, but it's true, though.
That's
listen.
A dangerous basketball tournament if y'all host one.
Well, us?
How? Oh, yeah.
Y'all fighting. That's why I'm like, this.
This is Miss Kitty right here, bro, right? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Wait.
We only call it text, man.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Like, listen, that basketball tournament like might like reignite the hood, right? Come on now. Because, yo, no jumper. Has everybody here?
Nah,
right?
If it's a successful basketball tournament for sure.
You feel me?
Yeah. Y'all well seasoned, but it's like, I don't know, man. Niggas getting slapped on the show. So
that's what I'm saying, right? I'm like, that's gonna be a dangerous
niggas getting slapped in the building.
Real shit.
Pressure, right? When you see me.
I'm finna slap my nigga on this show one day. I gotta get my rank up. Like, what?
You said I'm trying to get that
go viral. Rank up. Think about not disrespect me.
Bro, 20 million views, though.
Listen, man.
That shit going viral.
What would you say if you was in that situation? The dude was sitting there and he called you a bitch. What would you do?
Oh, he getting it in. You just pressed the trigger word. You locked in the fade.
Mm-hmm. And is it
man, you talk and then this the thing, you some pimping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, y'all ain't yep. you supposedly some pimping, right? Yep. So you call your bitches that nigga, so what you trying to say, I'm a prostitute?
That's even more disrespectful because he's a pimp.
I bitches, nigga, like, nigga, crazy.
Did he spit to her some shit?
Yeah.
No, he got spit on.
He got spit on. No. I was about to say. Yeah, but he just got to popping it too crazy. He should have, when he called him a bitch, he should have bounced up and slapped him.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
shit. Because it's already there.
That's probably the bravest white boy. I ain't going
to
lie.
That was emotion.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna keep it all the way 600 with you, man. Yeah. 600. He reacted after he got slapped like a bitch.
Nah, yeah. My boy took punches like this.
Oh, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't that. It's like, look, man, you got to stand on that shit. You kind of got to fight till you throw it up once you call a nigga a bitch.
Mm. You got to at least swing once. You got to
get it
once.
You get what I'm saying? You got to get it in.
And it'll be like, all
right, yeah,
yo,
we should have left the ashtray right here.
When you heard, though, right, that, like, I guess, like, and he had the backing of OD and Slim, right? Was you like, damn, Slim, like, why are you backing that kid?
I mean, it's only one thing. You just slip my boy. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
The pay card got to be right. We don't breathe them cards. Slip from where I'm from. He just right down the street. Nigga,
wait.
We don't breathe them cards. He got the backing from him. He ain't from over here, though. That don't fall on Slim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course not.
I mean, you got the backing for Slim. Well, if he want to run your back fade, but he can't fight for no nigga that ain't fighting for himself. So. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. If your nigga didn't fight for himself, it's ugly for him.
Shit. Yeah.
You feel like you could run with somebody like that if you was making money with him?
What?
Kelpie. Like, if you was a manager. Like, would you manage someone like that?
If I was his manager, he got slapped. Yeah. I would slap the shit out your ass every time you get out of pipe.
She'd have
no win with me. I'm going Suge Knight, Vanilla Ice on your ass every time we argue. Come here, bitch.
So what's the first conversation? So you're managing Kelpie, right? After the situation happened, you got cracked. What's the first thing you're telling Kelpie after that?
Why your bitch ass didn't just get off on him when you called him a bitch? Like, why now your bitch ass didn't get off on him? Yeah, now, right now, because you called a nigga a bitch and he proved you a bitch. So at this point,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I don't know the dude. He could be tough. I don't want to beef with him.
Because he said it was the drugs. He said that, reaction time was slow because I was off some shits or something like that.
The chronic, I think bro, I don't know what this should be calling, man.
the element of surprise is a motherfucker. That's mm-hmm. what
that
it was.
That's surprise, not a surprise, though.
He gave him,
if I
he
call
gave
you a bitch.
No, he said, what did you say? Once
true.
He said that,
oh,
you
yeah,
were
yeah, that's true.
That's not a surprise.
But he thought it was going to get debated out.
Nah,
there's no way. Where, if a dude leans up like this, yo, what you call me, homie? Like, you already know the next move.
Yeah,
that's not CBS. If we're like,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a no contact sport, P. You know what I'm saying? That's what he was thinking.
On,
you know what I'm
saying? Because CBS, like, you safe, right? You feel me? Right? Like, there's like mass security every corner watching, man.
Yeah, but like you said, him doing the bitch word, talking mm-hmm. to another man, you gotta be tripping. Like, if that ain't your homeboy, like, me and my homeboys call each other bitches all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But let a new nigga come in the circle with the bitch talk first day. I'm like, bitch, that, man, what's up with you?
Of course.
Nigga, you can't call me a bitch unless you spent the night at my mama's, nigga.
Facts. It's a certain amount of time. We gotta be cool with A&R's facts. That's facts.
You gotta be my nigga.
Yeah.
That's why even if you get a fade with your boy, it is what it is.
Facts.
You just knock it out. But somebody that you don't know, you like, you feel brave saying that. It's like, you got, that's why I'm like, if I don't know you and I call you that, I gotta know off rip. I gotta put my guards up. I gotta be good.
So who is the young dude? Is he? What does he do?
He's a pimp.
He's a pimp.
He's a pimp.
Oh, he's a pimp. Viral pimp.
Yeah, pimp turned influencer. You could say.
Okay.
Hey, you feel me? Like, he's like, all right, yo.
A pimp turned influencer.
He's like a Jake Paul of pimping.
Jake Paul, bro.
Pimping is crazy. Right? Okay. Oh, I've got good looks though.
Listen, bro. So like, past the pimping, right? So, but speaking of bitches and fights, let's speak about Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Damn.
So look, I just left the trial. Now, how do you think this shit is going to turn out?
How do I think it's going to turn out? I mean,
is Tory guilty, man?
Hell no.
Ah, okay, speak on. Okay.
Hell no. Tory can't be guilty.
Why?
It's too much weird shit going on that wasn't going on when they both was putting it on him. They was drunk and they... Like, bitch, we gonna put it on him. You know what I'm saying? Then we gonna put it on him. So they conjured up whatever story. It is backfiring right now. Mm-hmm. It ain't no way that man squeezed that blink five times and ain't none of his skin cells on there. Nothing's on there.
Yo, they got no DNA.
No DNA.
That's true. But though, I heard though that like, when you touch a gun, like there's like a 10-20% chance, right? Like right?
That, yeah,
right,
I found out about that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That DNA actually gets left. But then it's like, if there's 10 to like 20% chance though. I know a lot of niggas,
but they
DNA
found DNA on the gun.
Yes, four people.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. But the nigga who was jerking
wielding the shit,
yeah, you know his palms sweated. Like, You get what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't know. Wait, I never shot the gun.
But question for you though, right? Right? No, that's a smart man. Question for you though, right? So look, so let's say like one of your homies was being accused of shooting a chick, right? Can he still come back to the hood while that trial's going on?
Hell yeah.
Why? He shot a chick.
That bitch probably needed to
get shot. Come
on, man, listen,
shot a chick,
bro.
Though.
He didn't shoot a kid.
Oh, no, sorry.
He didn't shoot a kid.
Yeah,
he didn't shoot a kid. Yeah. He shot the girl. Listen. You don't know. What if she stole $200,000 from you? You don't know what the fuck he shot her over. Now, if it's some dick and pussy, that's on him. He fighting that case. He ain't do nothing. I mean, yeah, he can come to the hood after he shoot the bitch. I mean, it ain't no... Oh, no, if it was like an older elderly lady and he killed the elderly lady trying to rob her for her purse, maybe not.
You know what I'm saying?
If it was, but you don't know what happened to tell you, like, you know what I'm saying? What if she had a knife out?
Wait, what do you think happened?
What do I think happened? At the end of the day, that whole situation is tricky. It's like, all right, you go back to the clips. I think I was in jail when this happened, right?
This was like 2020.
This is July 2021.
It was 2020.
That was 2020. Oh, July 2020.
I still was in jail.
Okay.
I had a phone. So they was showing the little clips of them in the pool and all that shit first. It already looked like some tricky shit just off the bat. Like, it was like the energy was mad fucked up. Man,
What iPhone did you have though? Because I didn't know niggas had iPhones like that.
I had an iPhone 6.
Oh, cool. Shit, that's what's up.
You fucking wanted to see your bitches or what?
You know I got a bitch that was coming to see me. So,
oh, come on, bro.
Listen, man. The real pimping right there. I'm still with my bitch that was coming to visit me. I knew a guard or two.
But an iPhone is nuts. But
I ain't gonna lie, it's medical. You know what I'm saying? You got nurses there. You got all type of ways shit there. You got school teachers there. You got the free world. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna give up the sauce because my nigga still got
it. Boy, still trying to eat.
Fuck up what they got going on.
They know how that shit getting in there, man. Man, they ain't stupid, man. $3,500, $2,500 a joint, man. They bringing the bitches in there. They seeing more money off of 10 phones.
$3,500 for a phone?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm bringing.
Oh, iPhone right now. Lick. Right now on certain yards, nigga, a droid is about $5,000.
Get the what about fuck y'all out of here.
$5,000. It depends on where you at. Like, all right, so you know you got tablets and shit in jail now. Jail is updated too, so you can charge. You got flat screens. You can charge on the back of the TV. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
And this other shit, you got plugs inside the prisons. I was in the county, though.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit is rare to get a phone in the county. Like, niggas in the county don't have phones.
Bro. Nah, that's true.
So does anyone ask you to use your phone, though?
Nah, I charge a nigga.
I'm a charge nigga shit.
That's for real. For real, it's $2 a percent. So if you want it for 50% of the phone, you gotta give me $100.
Just like that. What? That's a different type of math. I've never heard anybody calculate for percent. That's different.
Yeah. So it's like every time that phone tick down, you owe $2.
What the fuck?
So you like, all right, let me get your phone for $100. Like that way, it's like this. You can you might can use it for 25% of the phone.
Yeah.
And then come bring it back, and you got it tomorrow too. You get what I'm
saying? That's a system right there.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that's how I used to charge niggas by the percent. So, $2 a percent, come get it in. You know what I'm saying? My boys, I give them a certain time they could get on the phone. But that county was different. Like, we was in a dorm, so we used to have to climb up on the TV, plug the motherfucker in, sit right there and let it charge all day.
Question for you though, right, bro? If somebody, like, took your phone to, like, beat their dick to it. Would you like just like put a violent?
Yo, why he say like that?
It's jail, nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. That's a real ass question.
Nah, that's a real ass question.
Nah, you're right.
It's jail.
Yeah,
niggas definitely doing that.
Like,
it's
100%. I'm good.
I'm like, it's 100%.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Man, we in the Lions den, man. Wipe that motherfucker down with the disinfectant, man.
Disinfectant,
man. You gotta get your game together. You know they going back there strangling they self.
Come on, bro.
Man, listen. And then you come back, it's Pornhub tabs. It's all.
Oh, no, that's violation. See, you get it. Nah, that's violation, right? Because he kept it in. Like,
if I could, I would get two phones in there. I literally have one phone just to for rent that. To dudes for porn. Like, yo, you need. Whatever, yes. I'm charging
for
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you can charge extra for that, yeah. though, too.
You know why though? Like
a motherfucker be on FaceTime with their bitch getting it in.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yo, that's prison is on my phone.
Hell, like, yeah. What? Nah, you hey, get money for it. Nah, I don't care.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, though, like, my phone to keep people from doing that shit, yeah. I used to let them go in my bed. Like, you gotta go pull my curtains back. Yeah. So, jack your dick on my bed, nigga. Your ass up. Is grass.
Yeah, nah,
nigga.
Yeah.
That's yeah, it's a wrap. Like, yo. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all
like,
be a freaking nigga, too, though.
Yeah, bro.
Like, my what? Guys, they for sure was having plenty sex on that motherfucker. I know for sure. I can't even deny that.
That's even more disrespectful. I feel like somebody being this shit on your bed is worse than somebody just having sex in your bed. I don't know, bro. That just sounds wild
nigga,
to me, yo.
Listen, bro. That shit, a motherfucker can't do. No, what I'm saying is they was having plenty phone sex.
Yeah.
They wasn't fucking on my bed.
And I was just thinking about it in real life. If I had a crib
if a
and
nigga
I have...
was jacking off in my house, period, that's like grounds for like getting shot at.
That's what I'm saying. I'm afraid you fucking like, shorty on my bed.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
feel what I'm saying? Like, yo,
like,
that's
what
crazy.
What are you on? Like, that shit, like, we too damn grown for you to just be jacking off at another nigga house. Like, how did you get that horny at my shit? No, nigga, like, like, how did we get here, nigga? I don't know. Like,
yo, when
like,
did you
fuck,
think?
I'm at this nigga brick house. I'm finna go to the bathroom. Like, pause, nigga.
Right, like, when do you think you wanna have the time to even, like, yo, I'm just gonna go, like, for 5 minutes, yo, 5 minutes, yo, I'm gonna go use your bathroom real quick, yo. Go do your shit, and then you walk in on your boy. Nah, I'm swinging.
Yeah.
I'm swinging.
Having sex on his bed, tape shit like after I did it, right, and we got through that. You feel
cool
me?
Though. You can get through that. Like, but bro, yo, I cracked the bitch on your bed. Where was I? I was in the mix.
But imagine I use his sock. I'm on his bed. That shit crazy. Like, that's still coming back from that. You can't come back from that right there.
Because the cleanup game is crazy. I didn't even think of.
Right,
that was wild.
No kids. I'm where do you hide?
Yeah,
kids
right.
In this house, man.
Where do you hide the sock at? Not as nuts, right? Because where do you like hide the sock at? Right, because
I got a better question. What would you do
I
though?
I catch a sock in the trash. I'll beat Naomi.
What do you do if your man smashed on your bed, but he left his condom on your bed?
Certain shit depends. All right, look, because I be having spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I got houses. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do that shit where any of my kids live at, nigga. Your ass
is grass. Oh, yeah, that's different.
So, but like at the Spizzy, like, man, we might clown you. Nigga, because nigga, if you fucking that bed, you for sure, like, nigga, my homeboy, the biggest thing we got is respect. He for sure finna throw that shit in the wash with that. You know what I'm saying? Put the new sheets on there. He damn near not even gonna fuck up. You might as well, you already know you in the room. You gotta finesse it to bend her ass over, make her hold on to the bed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You gotta finesse that.
You don't even get a free on the bed.
Like, even
shit.
If you tell her that's your spot, you still gotta finesse, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just have raw ass on my bed, gang. Like,
not the facts, man. No, but like, speaking of jails, though. Let's speak about Gunna, man.
Yeah, we know you're cool. You're cool with that whole Atlanta scene back from back in the day and stuff.
Boy, P, man, that's my boy. Hey, that's my little brother okay? Before rap and all that. Like seriously.
Oh, we're Gunna?
Yeah, before rap. Way before rap.
Okay, yeah, you was with the Migos. You was
with the Migos. All that, but no, Gunna, like, I'm cool with Money Mark and all them, like, when he was a kid, he was with my kids. Like, they all, like, my young niggas and Gunna, they like this. Like, Baby You and all them. Yeah. They, before Gunna was even rapping, he was, like, just around. That's little bro. Like,
and it's because he's, you know what he is. Like,
Yeah, you guys connected like that, too. So that's why I heard you on that. Yeah. Shit like that.
I just before we get into this, can we just all give our definition of what we think snitching is to us?
Shit.
Before we even, so we can see.
Because I'm going to be longer than y'all. Y'all go that way.
Listen, man, listen. Like, my shit is simple, man. Feel me, man? Hey, bro. If you say you are about that life, right? And you cooperate, talk to the police, give up information, or even agree to some information there, right? Like, trying to get you to agree to that may or may not, like, come back later to hurt somebody else. To me, all that shit is snitching. But me personally, bro, I have no issue with it, right? Why? Because, again, I'm a civilian, right? Meaning, like, right?
Yeah, I'm snitching with the quickness of the gun.
Like, you borderline a civilian.
Me borderline?
What you mean by that? Because he always here, though?
Because you rub shoulders with real niggas.
All the time. Yeah, of course, though.
And you got certain relationships that you can't blow.
Yeah, facts.
You can't blow certain relationships. Like, that's why I'm like, I'm going to be a little bit longer. Like,
of course, yeah.
Nigga respect that you as a citizen, but like, your boy is your boy regardless. Like,
yeah.
Snitching, you learned we're snitching about snitching from your mama.
Me?
I don't know how you was raised, but I was about to get into mine. Yeah, we can't even tell on our if they do something and they want to know if we volunteer, we get smacked too. So it's like,
goddamn.
Yeah, so but go ahead.
And it's like, yo, like for snitching for me, it goes back like his like back for like Haitians. Like I'm Haitian, so third world country parents, like where I'm from in Haiti, the government is corrupt, like the cops and everything. So since a kid, my parents, my whole family's always been taught since back home in Haiti that you never speak to police, you never give information, you can't trust them, yada yada. So since I was born, I was just always told, like, yo, if you, it was a girl that testified when I was a kid, they bodied, like, a week later, they bodied her. Yo, my mom always brought that up, like, yo, you go talk to the police, you're gonna end up like this girl, yada yada. So to me, I feel like any form of cooperation where you're actually either putting someone in jail or have potential of putting someone in jail. Because I just feel like, yo, if me and you do a crime, we both got to do the time. Like, I can't sit here and be like, yo, we robbed the bank, and then I'm getting off. I'm trying to get off and put you under the bus.
But they're gonna
I'm not going there yet.
Because
we all gotta look at it in a situation and be like, we can't push the needle. Is it cooperating with police or is it not? Is it giving
them
a statement?
Them is the same people that come to your house with your music loud, that pull you over and give you tickets.
Mm-hmm,
that's
shit.
A civilian.
That y'all hate too.
They do bullshit to y'all. Can you tell the police like I'm a civilian?
Nah, hell no.
He's gonna look at
you
and be like,
"Pull you out of the car."
Of course,
like,
that's offending.
I don't like think though that like any like for example right like yes they are like inconvenience right and they be on some bullshit but do I hate the police?
Nah, I hate the police.
But yeah, black, yo,
oh, hey, no,
that's never got racism, though.
Yeah, that's
never got.
It's white people in South Dakota.
North Dakota.
No, there's no white. Okay. They're not racist to you?
Okay, right.
You never got racism from cops, like.
Any racial profile?
Bro, let me tell you. I was driving regularly back from school, dropping one of my boys off. I had one of my white boys with me, yo. The undercover DTs driving. They just stopped my whip. A legal search pulled us all out the whip. Searched the whole whip looking for guns. They were like, yo, no guns. They just left the car. They didn't tell us get back in the car. Nothing. They just hopped in their whips and flexed.
Yeah.
So I'm basically saying, being black, you never experienced any type of racism from police?
I'm sure there was some, right? But, like, I've never experienced just outright, like blatant shit, right? Like, here. So my like, first month here, right? I was, like pulled over and shit, right? But like, they pulled me over and said, yo, Like we just checking because you in a Mexican neighborhood, like this is a Hispanic neighborhood, and we just making sure you are all right, right? You feel me?
Yeah,
right. So
you trying to protect?
Wait, you feel like he was trying to protect him a cop by saying that?
Hell yeah! I mean that they put they probably was trying to see if you was trying to slide on him, but then when you seen it, because it be like that out here, like it get to where like through the racism and gangbanging, like catch a black. You could just blame it on gangbanging. Like, if you a Mexican, like, I thought he was a shit. Fuck him. Don't fuck with blacks. Like, but we do. It's so weird, but it's like, You know what I'm saying?
A lot certain
of,
politics.
Yeah, we, like, back, some black hoods do beef with the Mexicans. So you slide through their hood or whatever, like, the police probably pulling you over to see what you on. Like, and now I know you from out of town, like, hey, you tweaking. You need to, like.
Don't go down this
road. Yeah, you need to fill up out of here. LAPD would do that. They'd do that. Like, sometimes they'll give you a pass, but sometimes they'll put you out in the ops, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's offending. Cause I like I've been pulled over on some like ah right, yo I'm chilling here just vibing yeah. and shit. They'll take me out the whip search or anything once I realize I don't got nothing. They'll be like all right, bet keep mm-hmm. it pushing type
like,
shit.
Like cause it's like when they pull over certain niggas out here, like you pop out, then you in the ops and the ops start recognizing your shit. They start waiting around and all mm-hmm. that. Police like man, go ahead, we put an escort you up out of here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But
they'll get on that if they give a fuck with this. Sometimes they take your car and leave you there, like, nigga.
Get out of here. They,
shame on you, nigga. You oh, know where shit. You at, nigga. Let's see how fast you is.
And in my college, I was the first
but then,
nigga.
But then, hold on, one thing.
Yeah.
Real niggas know when that type of shit happen and the police drop your op off right in front of you and you do something, you a bitch. Because now you... siding with the police. Mm. You gotta let
it's like you took the assist type shit.
You gotta give cuz a pass. You gotta give him a pass. Like even help him get home. Like the police just tried to kill this man without killing him.
Yep.
You gotta look at the bigger picture. You on some rah-rah like that, like bro, like your days is numbered anyway. You ain't right. Like you know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit like niggas that just like fall off the face of the earth. Like, niggas who got hearts like that, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You be wondering how a nigga just...
just die. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's because it's like, you ain't right. Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
That's a real diabolical stuff right there, though.
Yeah, bro. I like, never heard that shit before.
Like, drop a nigga off in his ops hood on his ops block. Just like, oh, man, bro.
Survive.
I seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
God
I know you heard
damn.
I know you heard of it.
And God damn. I was one of the first niggas to get... on my college, I was the first nigga to get raided. By police.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, like that ass.
That's
like,
what school?
University of Rhode Island. And that's why I'm like, yeah. I don't fuck with cops because, like.
Joe was on some bullshit, though.
Nah,
right?
we were
wild, but it wasn't really us wild.
We were not, because, like, all right, we had niggas, we had some niggas, we little key had a trap house. We had some niggas that was robbing niggas' computers on campus, mm-hmm. bringing it to the crib. We had some niggas that had, that was getting, when we got refund checks, we was buying pounds of weed to sell on campus and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got, that's when Molly.
I used to clean up on this. But when I was in college, fast for time, it's a wrap.
Yo, you agree up with that?
Yeah.
So the cops.
Nah, I was already good. I was nigga. The school used to go crazy.
Oh, because they got bread. They got bread. Yeah, they're spending out him type shit.
They going crazy. That's all it. And you got to think for an 18-year-old to 21 that just moved out to house. That's all they want to do is smoke because they mama Fendi. Can't say shit.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling too and all that shit, everybody wants to smoke weed and all that shit too.
Yeah.
But like we was doing what we was doing, someone snitched on us, and then the dude followed us back to our crib. Yo, I probably went to the next like 2 days later. It's midterms. We're studying like crazy, like 3-4 in the morning. I go back to this is a house too off campus. I go back to my crib. It's like 6 in the morning. I literally lay on my bed. I got a midterm in like 3 hours on everything I love. I'm sleeping. All I hear is. Boom, 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 boom. Break into the door. 6 police officers run into my spot. This is the first time I ever mm-hmm. woke up with a gun in my face, and it was from a cop. So that's why I always say I can't, like, I've never been as scared. Like, imagine you sleeping when you open your eyes, there's a gun in your face. But mind mm-hmm. you're doing this on a college campus. Like, at the end of the day, we didn't have no guns. This wasn't the hood.
Yeah, no bullshit.
The person they were looking for didn't even live there. So the whole case got dismissed. But I ain't gonna lie, that was one of the first times where like it was like 6 police officers and they were like they had me handcuffed, they arrested one of my boys, and they were trying to get me to snitch. I'll never forget. They were literally like, yo, who shit is this? Yada yada. And like I held it down, but in that scenario was like I feel like if it was some white boys, they wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have swatted in like
how they wouldn't swat that shit in. Hell no.
They would have came and gave y'all a warning, like, hey man, they talk about it smells like weed over here. Hope you guys aren't selling it. We'll come back and bust your ass, you know? You know what I'm saying? They say some shit like that to a little white kid, guaranteed. It's pressure with us every time. They don't let up.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I don't know. It's just like I think 'cause black people are so aggressive. they don't know which ones aren't.
Mm-hmm. So they just think we all are.
They gotta come in on 10. Like, yeah. You gotta give them that too. Because there's black females in this world that are crazy than a motherfucker that will
buck. Who be on bullshit?
Any nigga in the world. Like, facts. Black people do have like an aggressive way. Mm-hmm. So, and we aggressive, but you gotta understand. That's why you don't need no police that don't live in that community, police in that community. Mm-hmm. It should be like a rule that every officer got to live within damn near like 10 miles of the community policing in.
Is there any officer you're cool with?
Nah.
Because wait, because you're saying
it is,
that.
It is an officer that, not on the streets though, it's an officer that grew up. It's like, no, matter of fact, like three niggas I played basketball with, they cops now. It, yeah, but we ain't never gonna be day to day cool.
Yeah, because you said that like we need more cops like from the neighborhood to
yeah,
police.
Yeah, but I would be cool with cops because it'd be because they'll understand the environment. You basically saying 10 miles of here, nigga. I know
I
you.
I want to get smoked though, right? Because if a cop like is locking niggas up from the hood and
he ain't
everybody knows that he
listen,
lives like
listen. You know, that's like, what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
That would be different. That's what I'm saying.
Doing that.
Exactly. He'll operate differently.
Yeah. Op ass shit they be yeah. doing. He's not gonna be on that yeah. op shit. He's gonna like even if he was the square like kid that went to school in the neighborhood and you know what I'm saying, he probably had his run ins, but he knows like, oh, he been selling weed over there his whole life. He ain't never shot nobody. He don't shoot. He don't be no
have
trouble
you
over
this,
there.
Though?
You know what I'm saying?
Like
certain, yeah, certain black officers that do be from the, they know, like they drive by you, like, hey, cut that shit out, bro. Like yeah. we finna come back. Like y'all niggas, cut that shit out. Like we know what you talking about. Like if you don't listen to them, that's on you.
Yeah,
when they double back, like it's motherfuckers that grew up and don't be wanting to see niggas go to jail. Hell yeah.
Nah, I feel what you're saying, though.
Yeah,
not for sure.
It's a gang of motherfuckers like that. Even even with the Latino officers, all of them ain't really, like, it just, you catch certain officers and they just be on that. Like, the gang unit, they be on that, but that's what they get paid to do, be on bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain, like, regular officers, they talk, like, yeah, Noah's guns in the car and shit. Like, you see what type of thing you dealing with. Like, man, you got license and registration? Like, all right, cool.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all go home.
Like,
so you know what I'm saying? Get up out the streets. It smell like shit. It smell like weed in the car too. I ain't finna say that.
So you mean
that's
more like
the cool Shook. Officer?
Yeah. You mean like Shook? You know how Shook Knight back in the day he was rolling with officers from Compton?
Yeah, but you could get security that like.
Yeah. I think he was just paying them to shit.
No, no, no. There was dudes from his neighborhood. I forgot what the dude's name is. Well, Shook Knight had cops that was on his payroll, but they were from Compton.
Reggie Wright?
Yeah, Reggie Wright and them.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, is that an example of what you mean? Like, something like that?
Nah.
It ain't that. It's no example. It's not too many examples.
Basically
it's
saying like that this. A theory that, like, could work within
the
environment
Latinos,
is having
Latino,
that happen type
but
shit.
But the Latinos do that. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what it would take
for
a motherfucker to have a cop that he know or deal with.
It's because like, you're not going to be so quick to jump out type shit.
Y'all pressuring motherfuckers that, and y'all think that they aggressive. Like, y'all really killing motherfuckers with no guns. That ain't even, like, you can see that they ain't even on that. But a motherfucker that grew up and know who own that and who not, because he grew up over there, like, he could see it in their movements because he's familiar with those people.
Yeah,
that's who he went to school with. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So he can relate with them. You know what I'm saying? So if a motherfucker like just having a fucked up day and ain't listening and he got a knife hanging, you don't gotta shoot him, man. Stop playing, nigga. Tase you. You get up on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They know, or you know what I'm saying? They know how to talk to him. Like, hey, bro, we ain't even on that, but you gotta go to jail today because your dumb ass got a knife on you today. Like, just lay down, fool. Like, just lay down and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or not even, because some people don't be having shit. They just be like, oh, and they be scared because a motherfucker might yell at a nigga like, nigga, what? Like, nigga, I don't got my license. Like, what, bitch ass nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain motherfuckers that grew up know he's having a bad day. Like, hey, cool out. I ain't the one you mad at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all type of shit.
Facts, man.
But
folks want to know, man, right? Because that's your boy now, right? Yeah. Gunna. Now, I'm going to say this, man. After listening to, like, man, bro, about, like, 50 hours of like, WAC 100, like actually breaking that shit down.
That's a cop too.
I don't know.
I mean, this paper niggas gonna ignore the paperwork or so.
Why you say that though?
Who?
You said whack a cop?
Yeah.
Why?
It's paperwork. I mean, hey man.
Damn.
Okay.
Well, he did the
whack
title,
is
like,
whack,
he's not
man.
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whack is whack. At the end of the day, I ain't even really even trying to talk about it.
Right. So after, like, after breaking it down, I'll be real, bro. Like, that shit sounds convincing, dog. Like when you like just break down exactly right, like
so everybody that knows so he's talking to niggas and he's trying to vote a nigga off the island because he's from 60s.
Yeah.
First and foremost, they can't wait to see one of because now he can't be buddy buddy with Unk. You know what I'm saying? Big U won't accept him as a friend or whatever. So he got this vendetta against the hood. You get what I'm saying? Like first and foremost, so let's start there. Like you got a nigga that's voting for him to be a snitch talking. Now, listen, in L.A., right, in Los Angeles, California, when a nigga go to jail, but in the gang, see, because, all right, so what it is, we got gang injunctions, and they'll serve, like, it'd be like a gang sweep. Like, they'll do some RICO-type shit, like, but they won't try to pin a head dude to it. They'll just come get you and everybody fighting, nigga, the gang injunction. Like, being from this gang and everybody's doing shit to benefit the gang. So they call it a gang enhancement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what they should have did in Atlanta, first and foremost, they should have started a gang injunction. Because why that shit ain't going to stick? And I'm going to go back to Gunner right now.
Yeah.
They should have put a gang injunction and indicted the whole gang for being an illegal gang. It's not illegal to be a gang, first and foremost. So that's what y'all got to realize. Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it's not illegal to be a gang. Them illegal gangs that they know that they, because, like, they got 60s and, like, gangs out here as terrorists. We own, you get what I'm saying? Like, they indicted all of us. So, it like, years ago. So it's like it they was picking on us. Yeah, they was picking on us, so it kinda had to fall off. But what they did was serve the whole gang for being master bank robberies, jewelry store, whatever it is, murders and all that. They put a pack of cases that they could prove that everybody was from rolling 60s and they served everybody with a gang indictment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Gang papers and all that. They did it in the 40s too. They swept them niggas, went to jail. But they told us it was illegal to be from 60s, so we couldn't be three deep in the hood. We couldn't, like if you walking more than three deep, that's illegal. If you got any gang, anything on with an S, that's illegal. We couldn't have cell phones. We couldn't have, like, it was illegal
so
to have
a
cell phone. Like from like 04 to like 2007, they was on that for a second. Like, they could take you to jail for having, if you in the gang book for being from 60s, they could take you to jail for having a line of communication.
So within that time frame, that's when it was going the hardest with that.
Yeah,
saying, right?
So what I'm saying is they, now if they would have indicted YSL first, with the gang injunction or whatever, but that like I don't even want to give them people that much.
What they should have done, you know? Y'all would have got these motherfuckers.
So your case really trash because it ain't no gang.
They approached it wrong.
Yeah, it's not illegal to be a gang. It's not illegal to be a militia or nothing. You just if you up under some shit that they already got up on you for it and. Now you know. So that just leave that out there, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, Gunna was the first one to do it. So it looked bad because he got the first plea. What it is, if you'd have fought a case that whole time, and I don't know, Wack, I don't know who how do you even know any of Young Thug people at this point? Like, what is y'all connection? Like, what of one of Young Thug people is telling you this much? Like, Thug just be on the phone talking like that.
Yep.
Like, every call is being recorded, bro. A motherfucker not finna show no emotion to what Gunna did before trial finna start. So how the fuck do you know how Thug feel or what he said?
But there was a co-founder that did speak out. He did race something.
Because, hey, listen, I know little bro too. Y'all know my nigga. That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like motherfuckers feeling how they feeling. Mm-hmm. They ain't talked to slime either though. So you get what I'm saying?
No one's talking.
Nobody's talked to slime. And I'm not trying to defend. I'm not co-signing for nobody right now.
Yeah,
like at this point, I'm just telling you because I just fought a case with Desto Dub.
Yeah.
Like four other Desto, people. Yeah. That's why I was in jail the whole time. Cough syrup start taking off. It was no way we could let Cud go to jail.
Yeah.
After that, like I was already in jail, but I was fighting some shit that none of us had nothing to do. And one nigga could have freed us too though.
Yeah.
Mm. But you get what I'm saying?
And him doing
all our lawyers. Nah, hell nah, niggas don't be doing that shit. So nigga, all our lawyers used to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And try to figure out what's the best thing for all of us. Like, you might got to take this to so he could get off on this a little bit. And, Dub, you got to take this to make sure Brick could come home on this. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like,
Bobby Spurs
those
shit.
Type of meetings happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, that's why I got out how I got out.
Yeah,
I got out, nigga, because, nigga, I got time served because everybody took certain shit, and I got a gang of record. I got a cold record, so it's like they switched it to where I didn't really have. They still gave me another strike, but I didn't really have because really I was facing like 30 years for some bullshit just due to my history.
But everybody around you maneuvered properly, so that's why.
So that's why my love for Cuz and everybody around. There's a couple people went sour on the case.
God damn.
And it happens, but they went sour, like total murders, total.
They like shit.
Had a nigga hemmed up. They had the nigga.
Still out here?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, and he still got 25.
God,
wait,
damn.
Mitch getting 25 still?
That's crazy, right?
Nah, there's no.
There's only so much they can, like, take
crazy.
It off, you know?
So, and then it's like snitching.
Mm-hmm.
All right, copping out to a plea. All right, the only thing that could have been worded, and this is his first time to jail, too, right? Yeah. This is his first
Gunner.
Case.
Gunner's first time. Because the last time he talking about Kramer.
In the 2018, right?
No. This is jail.
This is real case. Shit.
All that Percocet and pistol shit, that ain't nothing, bro.
Yeah,
that's not a case. This is
first,
the
like,
thing.
Actual,
this is a case. This
go down for
nigga, this is, nigga, can't no money get us out of jail right now. Nigga, that's what I was just going through for 4 years.
God damn.
Nigga, my mama coming to jail, like, man, set his bail at $2 million. Like,
sheesh.
You get what I'm saying? She whatever you want to do, like, I need my little nigga back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever y'all want to do. We got property. We got, she popping it in court. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, this is the whole shit. Like, all right, if Thug went, that's why I respect, I don't know Vlad like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know Duval like that, and what type of people they are, but I respect what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is a snitch until Thug say it. Even the camp is just rooting for Thug, period. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think nobody's getting the word during trial. This is his most nervous moments. He's talking to family members, moms, and his bitch.
Yeah.
And his lawyer, though.
His lawyer.
Because that's the issue right now, because the lawyer said that, we didn't even know that Gunner was going to do that.
The lawyer said that?
Yeah, he went out and said, we did not know that Gunner was going to take that plea deal.
They didn't know any of YSL members were going
to do that. Lil Duke.
And then not only that, the lawyer also said that he didn't say who, he just said there's a lot of defendants taking plea deals that's making my defendant's case even worse.
Yeah.
So did he say they did not know?
He wasn't aware.
Yeah, he did not know.
Because remember how you said that, like, when it came to your situation, y'all had a collective.
Yeah,
it does not seem like there's a collective thing going on that Jeffrey's a part of. Jeffrey seems like, I did not know this happened right here. You feel me? At least that's what the lawyer is painting it out.
And I feel you on that, but, like, playing devil's advocate, certain people is like, snitching is like, we don't care if... Even some people are even saying, even if Young Thug says it's a green light, it's still considered snitching.
It depends, though, because look, listen. I done been in situations, bro,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, cuz, we finna go in let's get him up out of here because he might tell about some whole other shit.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I done been in situations, gang. So it's like, nigga,
get him out of here.
I'm talking about, like, nigga, really right there, like, told the police, like, can I holler at Cud real quick?
Mm.
I just need to holler at my boy real quick. If I can't, I can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't talk to you at all. You know what I'm saying? Let me holler at Cuz real quick. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, my brother, my blood brother, we got to get a nigga away from us. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when I got caught with that blick at the YG Meek Mill video shoot, you ever see the clip of that?
No.
I heard about it.
In that I'm a Thug video. I'm in the white Benz. Yeah. I'm a thug for the cops and the judge. That
we can
video.
Like search up Brigham to get arrested or like what? Like,
all you gotta do is look up the video. They put it in there, the whole shit.
Oh shit!
Just go right to the middle. Like it's damn near in the middle of the video. But look, they damn near the whole video is about me after that little shit because I went on a high speed chase and all that shit right there.
Yo, you went on a high speed chase with cops?
Man, what? Every time.
Nah, break this down. Wait, so,
every time, man. You better look up my track record.
What's the mindset of being...
I got like 70 maidens.
What's the mindset of like racing the cops? Like going.
Man, shit. I done beat them more times than they caught me.
Get out of here. So your track record is actually more.
Man, listen.
You need to be
a crazy story. Crazy story. And I'm going to get back to Gunner.
Yep.
Look. All right. So my stepmom's right. One night she hear the helicopters in the air, right? We slide. I'm on a high speed chase.
Yep.
But the crazy part is, guess what she say? She like, ain't nobody but shitty getting away from the police. So if that ain't shitty running from the police, man, it's ugly, right?
Yeah.
Explain to me why as soon as she come out the door to go to her car because she heard the helicopter go down, I'm walking up the driveway. I'm like, auntie, because I call her auntie, but it's my stepmom. I'm like, auntie, keep the door open. She like, who is that? I'm like, it's me. She like, this is some bullshit. I just said your motherfucking ass. Like, get your dumb ass in the house. Like, you feel
me? Yo, what?
So we over there. They think we at the, the crazy part is I blew them so cold. I'm in the range. But I'm in the hood. I'm going crazy. I had the Super Sport.
I was about to ask you, what car you use?
Yeah, I was in the range. This time. I only buy V8s, though, so ain't no playing with me with that bullshit.
So wait, do you buy V8s consciously?
Exactly.
I got to be on deck for these niggas.
Like, nigga, when I bought the truck to be chauffeured around in, hey, I need the one with the fastest engine. I was trying to get the Z71. They didn't have no more, but I got the Z71 engine in my shit.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Like, I need the fast one. Nigga, I'm not playing with these niggas. And I'm walking niggas down. You not getting away when I get on your ass.
Yep.
And you not getting up on me like that because I'm out of there. But when I'm on you, I'm finna be at your window. You better be in the track car. You know what I'm saying? You better be in the track car. I'm gonna try to flip that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But look. So back to my bro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now if that is true, that's like
a whole that's going back. Story.
But now let me tell you where I'm coming from. Like, all right, it is what it is, whatever you call it, because a nigga plea out, but first thing, you got a Crip on the blood. You got a Crip on the blood indictment.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, they should have got the Crip off the indictment. All the blood, like how I freed the nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He don't belong in this indictment. So if he do go sour on y'all,
Crips,
he don't have he don't have no loyalty.
I got you.
To what you, he got loyalty to you because you signed him and you took care of. He didn't grow up in the streets with these niggas. I'm not saying I would ever.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Without alerting, like, making sure this is the best thing for the case.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And I'm not saying that what he did, because that's my boy. Cuz supported me so much while I was in jail. Cuz made sure I straight, like, man, on the dead homies, it ain't nothing you really could tell me about cuz, like, on a brother status. So even if he did, like, for the streets, like, all right, it might be a rap for you in the streets, but you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying? You deal with motherfucker how you deal with it. And I ain't saying that because Slime ain't said nothing, and he's not going back to, like, all right, this is my thing. Everybody, all he did was state, all he stated was public record.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm trying to tell you. Like, the DA just bagged him up, and that's a part of being in jail for your first time. Mm-hmm. They worded it to end your career.
Yeah.
They did it to you. They did it. They tried to do it to you.
They said it like that.
They did it to you. Why are you bringing up a case about some drugs and a gun that Thug already is on probation for?
Yeah,
is anybody gonna tell you that? Nobody's gonna tell you that. That or whoever already admitted to those drugs.
Ah, that's true.
They're not mine. You know that though, because I was in the car that day. You have my ID. Was I in the car?
Yep.
I'm trying to go home. I can't lie to you right now. Yeah, I was in the car because you know it, and you have a card. That's why you're asking me this.
Yeah.
At a plea deal, you already talked to my lawyer. Now, what his lawyer should have reiterated was, this is what they finna say to you.
Yep.
Are you cool with this? Like, hey, dog, they can't ask me about if the gang was this, that, and the other. Like, I'm not answering that question. I'm taking my rights as the fifth. And I would have plead no contest. I would have never plead guilty. I would have plead no contest to all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just as good as a guilty plea.
That's what an L came though, because he admitted the gang shit.
But a no contest is, nigga, I did not tell you nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you assumed that I was guilty, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. After that, and you still want to charge me as guilty,
because
you can charge me as non-guilty or guilty after I plead no contest to you.
Yep.
So, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's on you, and I'm leaving it up to you, and I'll tell you, nigga, get it how you live.
But people are saying with the case, though, that the whole Young Thug's lawyer the whole time was trying to say why So wasn't the gang. That's why they brought in Kevin Lyles, the owner of 300 Entertainment, also come in and say that
cool.
It wasn't a gang.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That nigga bought Duke a house before.
Who?
Thug
who?
Gave Young Thug okay. Bought Duke a house. God, I grew up with Duke. That's my left hand, bro.
Yeah.
On the hood. He bought Duke a house. He changed cat life, like Duke mama life. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nigga bought Duke a car, paid for it. He put Gunna on a platform to make millions of dollars.
Yeah, facts.
I do not see these niggas ruining that empire over some 5-year shit.
That's
shit.
What everyone's saying, because
so
it's not
like,
ruining
it has
like
to be,
empire.
It has to be something. Right? So you wait. You wait till the trial rolls out.
Yep.
Because all of this shit could be for the media.
Mm. What you mean by that?
The lawyer can be crying wolf on purpose and knew that shit was about to happen. And now I go feed into the negative. And now these jurors that they picking, they all seeing this. They got to say they don't see it. But they all seeing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you're flipping. You're building your defense right now.
Mm.
Now you're playing victim. Everybody is just going, pleading out just so they could go home free. Like, nobody knew this was about to happen. We didn't plan this. Of course we didn't tell them to plea out so it's not seven niggas getting beat up by the DA at one time, and the jury got to hear the same story seven times so it really could be embedded in their mind how criminal this organization is instead of it being the people, only the people that need to be here, because everybody didn't have nothing to do with the body. Neither did Jeffrey. I'm not saying that little Jeff had nothing to do with nothing either.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the sticky part is the body.
Yeah.
That's YSL the biggest. Being a gang is public record. What are you talking about? A nigga just said he was from YSL. First of all, the whole Fulton County Rice Street screaming out slat right now. Nigga, how many people you gotta arrest with YSL on them after they committed a crime?
Yeah.
Till you know it's a gangbang. Like, you know it's a gang. Like, this is a public record anyway. Like, if they ask me, so you admitting that the Rollie 60s is a gang? Man. All right, so now I'm on bunk. No contest.
This is Flacco's police. No, he said, yo, you do that.
No.
No contest, like, bitch. How many articles do we have? Like, do you have a Rolling 60s doing shit that make us gang members?
But I feel like with the Rolling 60s, you guys are legend. Like, you guys go back. Well, YSL, it's like, they're actual...
A label.
Well, Allegedly, their actual gang name, y'all know what it is, but YSL is not hasn't been there for that long.
It's Young Stunner. This the thing, right? That shit, like I said, look up the definition of gang real quick.
Gang definition? All right.
Just gang, not gangbanger. Okay. Hey, gang.
Let me see.
Right. It's an organized group of criminals.
That's what they got?
Yeah, gang. Organized group of criminals.
A group of more than...
Gang.
Because they had gangs back in B-Box days, and white boys had gangs with just...
But then at the same time, mafia is considered as gangs as well.
One says to a group or band.
Working together.
And this is a group or band.
Working together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A group or band. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of gangs out there.
Yeah.
It's not illegal to be a gang. So
but
it's
crime,
like,
but when you have crimes attached to it, that's when it's different.
Listen to
mafias
this.
Mafias is like, all right, they move as a mafia, but they're still a gang because
without,
they have crimes.
Without them 23 people or however many people, and yeah. I'm not defending, I'm not vouching for a nigga, and I'm not saying it's cool to take a deal without talking to your boys or nothing. I'm not vouching for nobody. So all the slander that they go get, that's my nigga. However y'all want to take it on the dead homies, nigga. Watch how y'all breathe on, cuz. Put that bag on you, bitch. So look, right? Hey, look, right? So, like, just be cool with that one. Like, till it folds out,
over
I'm
though?
Not gonna vouch. No. It's not. 6ix9ine career not over, so
nah,
I ain't even
six,
saying
nine that. 6ix9ine is cooked right now. Like,
yeah,
nah,
he's just
not.
Mad at the motherfucker. He's just mad because he really told. Like, it's a different type of snitch. Like, bro, I pleaded out. Anytime I pleaded out, I admitted, I told on myself. Anytime I took a plea deal, and I've never made it to trial. So how about this? I done told on myself a million times. I just happened to never have no crimes.
Yep.
And even when I just had crimes, we all just told on each other when we took the pleas.
Mm.
Like you admitting that the robbery happened, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Do you feel
it
like-
didn't. I really didn't even do shit. Me and Dub really was just pulling lean, cause and I happened. My homeboy did some fluke ass shit, so it just was what it was. Like you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Do you compare that to snitching on the dead? Then, like, so what's the difference between that? Like,
a snitch is a snitch at the end of the day, too, though.
On a dead man, though, cause
no, snitching on the dead. If my boy, listen. If my boy didn't do it and he died, his ass is grass. What? Man, you is no longer here, Keyway. On the dead homies. Like, look, because on the hood. Because out
gotta
here,
take that.
Let me tell you something. Some states don't respect it. It's politics everywhere, right? But in L.A., I've seen it plenty of times. I've seen the big homies tell a nigga. Like, not like that, not to just say, but tell a nigga it was okay, not tell him to do it, or anything like that. But I've seen some motherfuckers call in. I've been in jail, like, I've been around this shit, and motherfuckers call in, like, hey, woody wop, woo blank. Like, man, shit, he gone already. What the fuck? That do sound like the play. Nigga, the whole deal is your boy want to get you home, too, nigga. If that's
what I'm saying.
Nigga,
if he knows in the afterlife,
nigga,
I can get him out.
What he finna be, man? Like, come on, bro. Hey, I'll tell you now, nigga, I hope I be here for the next 100 years. But if you can blame some shit on me after I'm gone, nigga, do what you got to do.
Because they come at Keefy D and the dude that...
Terrence Gangsta Williams.
Terrence Williams, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call
and now T.I.
Yeah, that's a recent thing.
But it just
is what it is. Like,
nah, but I feel like East Coast niggas don't respect that.
Nah,
there has to be a line
politics.
Of draw, right?
It's politics. Facts. No, it's not. It's like this, bro. The whole goal is this, bro. To beat them people.
Mm-hmm.
If a motherfucker not getting, nobody gets the punishment, then you beat the people.
The system, yeah.
How many times do we get to beat the people? Nobody's taking the punishment for it. It don't matter what I'm telling them. They can go research what they're going to do. Go handcuff a dead body. Like, what can they do? Like, that's what I'm like. And nigga, on the hood, if I'm wrong, nigga, nigga, my people going to be right on my ass. You see, I can't say nothing without motherfuckers saying something about me. So,
yeah. How do you deal with that, though? Like,
I'm a real
how do you
nigga.
Deal
like
with
facts
the hate?
Only. How I deal with the hate?
Yeah. Well, not really like hate. It's your own people. You feel me? Yeah, wrestling.
My own people. That's what I be having all my protection for.
I know, right? No, bro. I'm prepared. No, listen, right?
No, what I'm saying is, it, guess what? A motherfucker, all right, unless it's just an op that you did something to, a motherfucker from the other side, if y'all build a bridge with each other, right, a motherfucker gonna respect you more because you know we ain't supposed to be in dealings with each other. So now we in dealings with each other because we the same type of person, and this shit happens in jail all the time. You fight your op, you fuck around and might be eating with him in 2-3 days because y'all the fuck the same bitch or your cousin know his cousin. And nigga, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So long story short, where the fuck was I at when I started talking about
No. Right. So the question is this, right? So Gunna.
No. Where was I just at?
Is his career over, right? I think, right? Or no?
Nah.
You sure?
Hell nah. I just flew off what I was talking about.
You sure?
No. When you build a bridge with somebody from the other side, right? They know not to play with you. Because you said, where did the hate for my homies come from?
Yeah.
So it's like, nigga, when you build a bridge, all right, so, nigga, once you built that bridge with him, you get what I'm saying? And y'all both killers. If he go wrong, you know we killing each other. So we have to be cool with your homeboys. They know they can inch, and you got to be cool with this nigga. Mm. But you know everything about, you know all his spots, you know all that. You could do the sneakiest shit to your homeboy. You get what I'm saying?
Of course.
And then the nigga got to respect you as your homie until you see the fuck shit. But what if you don't see it till he finna up on you?
Mm.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers is real snakes. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so, yo, boys, you got to just pray to God that they don't be on that. But, nigga, I be on vibrations and real frequency. So, nigga, if your shit ain't right, nigga, I'm going to shade off from you. I'm going to get you up out of there from in front of me, period. You can't even, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, your homies know more about you than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
When you make it and they don't, and they feel like they ain't with that pack of niggas that you with making it, then be the first niggas telling you what you didn't do when you was in the third grade and the nigga threw the sand at you and you didn't get off on the nigga.
Well, they're back on you.
You get what I'm saying? They're gonna be the ones that try to flip the politic on you. But like nigga like me, it ain't no smut on my rep. Nigga, since I was a baby, I've been going left.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Absolutely. Since I was a kid, I've been going left. Ask my mama on the set. Like, not like that. Like, period. So you can't really do that with me. I was colder when I was a kid. I started getting money when I moved to Atlanta with Meech and them. Like, you get what I'm saying? So,
I just found out about that. That's just crazy as fuck. Yo, he was still with BMF and shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'm still connected as a motherfucker.
I'm finna do
you might be in stars.
Documentary. Yeah, the documentary.
Coming out soon.